at the beginning, when we were all arrested, there was nothing unique about being arrested in Ireland. Thousands and thousands of people had been through the jails, and we didn't expect anything different from the British. But when we were arrested, even Republicans were saying, well, you know, you can't expect anything. Better just get along with it and doing your time. This is just the way the British state works. It was generally accepted that the only way we would get out of jail was to break out of jail. And indeed, a number of our people on the case did actually break out of jail in 1983 in the mass escape. But our families felt that they just couldn't sit and watch what was going on and allow the British to pretend to the world that they were using due process of law and that everyone who had been convicted had been given a fair trial. So they began to write letters and organize petitions to everyone and anyone who they felt might have an interest in our case. This included barristers, solicitors, politicians throughout Britain and Ireland. They wrote to judges and solicitors, politicians in the United States, throughout Europe. They invited them over to Ireland. They put them up on their own houses and brought them up to the trial. And eventually, after some time, more and more people took an interest in the case and began to ask questions of the British government and of the British judiciary, began to ask them awkward questions about our case. The more publicity that our families were able to generate, the more and more people began to express their concern about the Supergrass system. And eventually, the Irish government, including the Irish Prime Minister, John Hume of the SDLP, and others began to complain that this type of system was undermining respect for the rule of law. Eventually, the judiciary themselves, including Lord Justice Lowry, began to feel the pressure when judges from America wrote to him saying that he was a disgrace for presiding over such an unfair and unjust system. The lesson really that had to be learned, that can be learned from our case, is that a small number of people, namely our families, just didn't give up on this when others just felt there was no hope. And it was through their efforts, mainly, that they were able to get everyone else on board and show to the world the contradictions within the so-called British justice system. It was this was the most important thing. And what I've noticed since I've been here in Germany is that there seems to be, in my opinion, a certain amount of apathy, because they feel that most of German society, because they don't like terrorism, are prepared to keep silent about this case. It would be my view, this isn't just about terrorism or anything else. This is about the state being allowed to use and abuse the law in whatever way they feel like to get rid of political opponents. And if they get away with this case, who knows what they'll do in the future. It might be that if they feel like putting down any opposition, whether it's demonstrations against nuclear power, whether it's demonstrations maybe against the likes of Turkey getting into the European Union, or whatever it may be, they can use this in whatever way they see fit. They can change and reshape the law in whatever way they see fit to put down opposition. So I think those liberals who tell us consistently that the law protects all citizens against tyranny, or the tyranny of the state, should be made to tell publicly what their position is on this gross abuse of the law. I accept that the situation in Ireland and the situation here are different, but in Ireland, the lesson that we learned from this is that if you mobilise, if you expose the contradictions within the state strategy to those who would tell us that they operate under rule of law, then there's always the possibility that even if you don't pull that law down, you will make them more cautious about using it in the future. You will make it more difficult for them to use it in the future, and you will cut down their options, and they will have to be very, very careful, because the situation now in Ireland isn't that the British have changed their spots After the Supergrass system ended, they changed their strategy to actually executing people on the streets. They still interrogated and tortured people in interrogation centers, but they felt they had been politically outmaneuvered insofar as they couldn't use uncorroborated evidence, and it hasn't been used since. So it mightn't be any of my business, but I feel you should mobilize.